is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as I share this article with you, make sure you have broken out your world's smallest violin. Why? Because here we go with another round of women bitching and complaining about the unforeseen consequences of the choices that they made. Now, this article was published on the 26th of August. It's lengthy, so I'm going to chop it down to size. Study finds, quote unquote, burnout epidemic for working women 2 years into the pandemic. As Terrence Pop would say, five words, so what, comma, I don't care. The last year has been a mixed bag for Julia Martin. Martin, a mother in Maryland, is grateful to again have full-time childcare for her two kids and to be able to work from home, but she is still struggling with the Charlie 19 pandemic's impact on her daily life. Her youngest child is too young for the jabs, and there's the constant pressure to be quote unquote on at work. Yes, you have to be on at work. Why? Because you're trading your time for money. Why? Because you need to pay those bills that you've acquired. Quote unquote, that pressure is something Martin first talked about a year ago at the height of a national reckoning with the pandemic's impact on working women. As if men just, you know, was able to just tra-la-la-la-la, go through this whole thing and not be affected. Boy, I tell you, the sheer arrogance of modern women is something that is damn near incalculable. A new study at the time from Deloitte found that working women were facing a quote-unquote perfect storm from pressure at home and work because of the pandemic. Nearly 8 in 10 women said their workloads had increased since the start of the pandemic, the study said, and job satisfaction had dropped so significantly that many women were considering leaving their jobs or the workforce entirely. Now, one would ask the question, where would these women go? Are these women married? Inquiring minds would like to know. Since because we already saw that the biggest job losses were that of women, especially women in retail. Now, the latest study of 5,000 women in 10 countries by Deloitte, first reported Tuesday by NBC News, finds a troubling evolution for working women in quote-unquote a burnout epidemic. 53% of women reported stress levels higher than they were a year ago, with mental health lagging and work-life balance nearly non-existent. And whereas women were considering leaving their employers last year, the top-sided driver, the top-sided driver to leave now is burnout. Okay, the top reason to leave is burnout. Once again, ladies, you chose this. Quote unquote, companies need to heed this warning, said Emma Codd, the global inclusion leader at Deloitte. Global inclusion leader. That sounds like a well-made-up job. For employers to retain amazing women, this is a challenge. Wow. Women are amazing for just being adults. The bar for women is set so goddamn low, it is literally lower than a roach's damn stomach. You got these women in your workforce who can contribute so much, and they're currently sitting there saying, guess what? I'm burnt out. Martin said she knows she is fortunate. Quote unquote, I can stay where I am, she said, but I certainly know other moms who are changing jobs because they found that their workplace were less flexible or quitting because they didn't feel like they could keep up with the demands of going into the office in person. Oh, boo-hoo-hoo. I can't do my job. Who fucking cares? Cry yourself a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it. How women are working is also an essential factor. While there's been much conversation around flexible work, Deloitte's survey finds it's not necessarily widespread. Only 1/3 of those surveyed said their employers offered it, and a staggering 94% feared that asking for it would affect their career progression. See, this illustrates something else. Why women get paid lower wages, because they're not willing to go out on a limb and take a risk and ask for what the fuck they want. Hybrid models also allow employees to work from home, and the office could fix some problems but creates others, Codd said. For example, allowing caregivers who are predominantly women the flexibility to work from home could exclude them from important aspects of office life that could impede their careers. No shit, Sherlock. Duh. Here we go. Microaggressions and harassment have also been troubling trends over the last year, with 59% of respondents saying they have experienced such treatment at work over the last year. Only a small number have felt comfortable reporting the behaviors, with more than 9 in 10 saying they fear doing so would negatively affect their careers. I hate the fact that they use the term career. These are nothing more than jobs. But gotta make it sound good for the reader. Quote unquote, I feel like we had a lot of conversations, and moms were very honest about how stressed we are and how burned out we are, and nothing has changed from a policy level. From a public health standpoint, she said. Martin said women are no longer steering the conversation. Quote unquote, I feel like women are being told either overtly or tacitly, well, you figure it out. Yes, ladies, you got to figure this shit out. But let me reiterate something. I have zero sympathy for these single mothers. Period. Why? Because single motherhood is literally self-inflicted suffering. Unless this woman is a confirmed widow, then I can feel a bit of sympathy for her, because her situation was not one that she had a choice in. However, that is a very small percent of single mothers. You had a man, you had a kid with that man, you decided for whatever reason, you're going to leave him. And do not throw the whole abuse word out. I don't give a rat's ass. If you don't have solid police report paperwork, then miss me with that shit. No, 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 no. This society has made it far too easy for women to throw their baby daddies or ex-husbands under the bus. No, 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 no. You made a choice. End of. Now you've got to live with said choice. And gentlemen, once that woman becomes an ex, do not help her out. Like that whole situation with Kanye and Kim, you know, oh, he went to got her sex tape and gave it back to her. I'd have been like, bitch, that's your problem. You figure that shit out. But nope, nope. Gentlemen, we all see what happens. We all saw it. So many women, particularly in retail, lost their jobs. And those same women before the pandemic, oh, they had their noses so high in the clouds, they could inhale a 747. But no, good old Charlie 19 was an equalizer for a lot of women. And hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And it's not that I'm a sadist. However, I'm simply completely indifferent to the suffering of women. Because guess what, ladies? Choices have long-term consequences, but society keeps allowing you to think short-term. It is what it is. And remember, ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote-unquote ill-gotten gains that you gained from feminism will go out right along with it. Because as this article should truly read, women are getting what they claim to want. Now they don't want what they got. Oh well, ladies, suffer. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.